Okay, we're going to start. We're on the Mishnah on Pei-Vav on the base, Eidah Pei-Zayin. So, not so hard, but it's very long, you have to hold. So, Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Shenisei's LaKohen. All right, regular rule, a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen, Tochel B'Truma. She may now partake in Truma because she is the kinyan of the husband. Mace, now if the husband dies, Ben, and she leaves, and they have a son together. Tochel B'Truma. She can continue eating Truma because she eats Truma due to the son. Now, let's say he died, and now she gets remarried. Nisei's the Levi. She now marries a Levi. So Tochel B'Meiser. So now she may eat Meiser. But Rashi says the lo B'Truma the Hadar Havizara because she's a Levi, she's a Zara, the Gav B'Truma. So she may only eat Meiser. She can't eat Truma. Now Mace. Let's say this Levi dies, v'lahemenu ben, and he has a son from the Levi as well. So tochel b'meiser, she may continue eating the meiser because of the son who's a Levi, even though she also has a son who's a kohen. She doesn't eat truma because the son of the Levi passes her from eating truma. That's the continuation. Rashi says,
long marriage to the Levi.
The Levi died. The Levi died. Yes, once the husband dies, you're eating because of the son. So mace. That's what the Mishnah said. Tochel b'meiser.
Okay.
Right. So meisu lahem and ben tochel b'meiser b'shvil b'nar. Rashi says. But the Gemara says. Rashi says. Aha, ben pasil lo b'truma. But this son passes her from truma. This Ben Levi. Sharish la zera min azar. Because now she has offspring from a non kohen. Uksiv, and the pasuk says v'zera ein la v'shava. This is talking about. The pasuk is talking about a bas kohen, but you know, Mishnah right now is talking about a bas Yisrael, but they're going to learn one from the other. V'zera ein lo v'shava reish lazera. The apple grub the krobet bas kohen ksiv, even though the pasuk is talking about a bas kohen who marries a Yisrael. Marbina mina b'gemara nami bas Yisrael ochel b'shvil b'na. We also make a riboy. The Gemara makes a riboy that includes a bas Yisrael who eats because of her son who's a kohen. V'nisleis lazar and then marries a zar umes. Right, and he dies. Shechozeres v'ochelas b'shvil b'na. She will eat, which and the son will now be the determinant, which who she has a son from. Hilchach ki hechi the bas kohen. If she's a bas kohen, ki isla zera mi Yisrael lo hadra. Just like by a bas kohen, if she has offspring from the Yisrael, she doesn't go back when her husband dies to eat truma. So too, bas Yisrael should say nami halcholas b'shvil b'na kohen. All Nami's moved from there. They have a Bas Yisrael who married a Kohen who can eat Truma because of her son, the Kohen. Ki isla zera ben mi Levi o mi Yisrael. She now has zera either from the Levi or from Yisrael. Lo hadra ochelas b'shvil b'na Kohen. She does no longer can eat because of her son, the Kohen, because she ruined it with, so to speak, with the son who's a Levi or Yisrael. So again, we had here Bas Yisrael married a Kohen. Now she marries a Levi. So now she's eating Meiser. Her Levi husband died and she has a Levi offspring. She's eating Meiser. Right, Nisei Sli Yisrael.
When does she have to stop eating truma? Does she have to stop eating?
The moment she married, the moment she got engaged to the Levi.
Right. So what does that do with the son? The son has nothing to do with it. She stopped eating truma because her husband died. Not because of the son.
No.
It keeps saying because of the son.
Because the husband dies. Even though the husband dies, she may continue eating truma, eating Meiser.
I'm not talking about Meiser. I'm talking about truma.
What about it? Let's do the mission again. Because you missed it. Bas Yisrael a Kohen. You have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen. Tochel b'truma. She may eat truma. Now Mace, he dies.
Right.
V'lahem en ben, and he has a son. Tochel b'truma. She may continue eating truma. She niseis li Yisrael. Niseis Levi. She then marries a Levi. Tochel b'meiser. So now she can eat. She can meiser. But Mace, if the Levi dies, v'lahem en ben, tochel b'meiser. She may continue eating meiser. Okay, Niseis li Yisrael. She then continues to marry Yisrael. Question is, how she marry a third person? That's a different issue, according to those. What? No, because she's a Katalanist.
I know, but isn't that only?
No, depends. No, depends on the reason.
Okay, the question. So you have to still ask the question. The Niseis li Yisrael. So then she marries Yisrael. Lo socha lo b'truma lo b'meiser. Now she may not marry. She may not eat the truma or the meiser because she's married to Yisrael. Mace, the Yisrael dies, v'lohamen ben, and does have offspring, so lo tochel b'truma l'meiser, then she may not eat truma or meiser, because this offspring, the offspring ruins it. I mean, if there was no offspring, she could have eaten meiser. If there was no Levi offspring, she could have gone back to eating the truma. That's what the Mishnah says. Mace ben Yisrael, let's say let's say the child from the Yisrael dies, or there was no child from the Yisrael, so Tochel Meiser. She could eat the Meiser, because she goes back to the Levi. She goes back to the Levi. But Meis Benami Levi, if there was no offspring from the Levi, or the offspring died, then she goes back to Ochel Truma, because it's the offspring that ruins it. She goes back to the previous status, she can eat the Truma. Now, Meis Benami Kohen, if the Kohen, the son of the Kohen dies, she can't eat anything, because now she has no connection back to the Kohen. Right? So then, Lo Socha Lo Betruma, Velo Meiser. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah is the opposite case. Bas Yisrael Shenises Li Yisrael. Bas Kohen Shenises Li Yisrael. So you have a Kohenes who marries Yisrael, so she's out. Lo Socha Lo Betruma. She may not eat Truma. The only way she could continue eating Truma is if her husband dies or she divorces and she has no children, she can go back to her father's house. So what happens here? Velo Hamena Ben. But they have he dies, right? He dies. Velo Hamena Ben. They have a child. Lo Socha Lo Betruma. She may no longer go back to her husband, to her father's house. She's puzzled from eating truma. But let's say he dies, and Nisi's Levi. She disbasi Yisrael now marries a Levi. So Tochel Meiser. She can eat Meiser, like her husband can eat Meiser. But she can't eat truma, because the Levi can't eat truma. Now, but Meis, the Levi dies, the Lahamenu Ben, and they have a son left over, Tochel Meiser. She can still eat Meiser. But, let's say, the Levi dies, and now she marries another Kohen. Nisei's the Kohen. She marries another Kohen. Tochel Betruma. She may go back to eating Truma because she's now married to a Kohen. But Meis, if this Kohen dies, Vilahamenu Ben, and leaves over a son, right? Tochel Betruma. She may continue eating Truma.
Because of the son.
They're the new son. But Meis Benami Kohen, let's say her Kohen son dies, Lo Sol Chal B'Truma, she may not eat Truma. Meis Benami Levi, Lo Sol Chal B'Meiser, she may not eat Meiser. Meis Benami Yisrael, if she has no offspring, if she married Yisrael, if that offspring dies and there's nobody left, then Chozer Sol Beis Avia, she can go back to her father's house and eat Truma. V'alzol Nemar, this is what the pasuk says. V'shol Beis Avia Kinurem Milechem Avia Tochal. She goes back to her father's house as in her youth, and from the bread of her father she may eat. Again, you just have to play the game to figure out what she can and what she may not eat. Okay, so now the ratio of the Mishnah said that a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen and has a son from the Kohen, after the husband dies, she marries to a Levi, then she marries to a Yisrael, and she has children from them, then each of those children die again, she reverts back to the previous Kohen. So it says, Meis Binah Milevi Tochal Betruma. Why? The Hadra Achle Mishum Binah, because she's going back to eat because of her son, the Kohen. Minalan. So how do we know this? That even after she remarried somebody else, she reverts back to the prior status because of the son, and therefore she'll be able to eat Truma. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, the full pasuk is, Bas Kohen ki siye almana ugrusha v'shava el beis aviyah kinurea milechem aviyah tochal. So the pasuk could have just said Bas. Why does it say Ubas? Ubas. But the fact that the extra vav, Ubas, we make a riboy that even that a Bas Yisrael who was Ra'uya to eat Truma because of her son, and then she was Nifsala because she married Yisrael or Levi, once that Yisrael Levi husband dies, without leaving over offspring, she goes back to eating Truma. So the extra Ubas. So the Gemara says, wait a second, this only goes according to, we've seen this before, the only person who darshens the extra Vav is Rabbi Kiva. What about everybody else? Right, Kiman, Rabbi Kiva, the Dorish Vavi? What about everybody else? Gemara says, no, I feel Tamer Rabbanon. Even go according to Rabbanon who are not Dorish the Vav, right? Because Kulo Ubas Kroyaserihu. The whole thing, Ubas Kohen over there is extra. Why? Rashi points out, because the pasuk before talked about Ubas Kohen. So now you're saying Ubas Kohen again. Once you have one pasuk talking about Ubas Kohen, just continue. And you know who the subject of the sentence is. You don't have to restate the subject. Right? Rashi says, the Ksiv Le'elmine Ubas Kohen Kisiel Ishzar. The Samachle, the next says, Ubas Kohen Kisi Almana. So we're talking about all different status of a Bas Kohen. So just continue. Right? Umatsi Lemichtov, right? Bas Kohen Kisi Elazar. And then it says, Kisi Almana Grusha, should say. Vani Adana the Bas Kohen. We'll know that we're talking about a Bas Kohen. Dahmin Asalik, because that's what we're talking about. The subject never changed. So you can continue. So therefore, everyone can learn it out from the extraneous Uvas. Okay. Again, a Bas Kohen who was married to a Yisrael, if he dies or divorces her, and she does not have any children, she goes back to her father's house and may partake in the Truma. So the Gemara is going to bring down, and we saw this before also, that she can only partake in the Truma, but she can no longer eat the Kachiv. She can't have the Chazah and the Shok. Tana Rabbanan, Kishe Hi Chozeres, when this Bas Kohen returns to her father's house after the death of her husband, sorry? chozeres l'truma. She can go back to eat in the truma. The eino chozeres l'chazev ishok, but she may not eat. You know the matnas kuna, the chazah and the shok that are given to the kohen from the meat of the korbanos. So now the gemaras are trying to find out from where do we know this? Amar Rechiza, Amar Ravina, Bar Shila, Maikra. What's the pasuk teaches us? Because the pasuk says, "Bas Kohen Kisel Izar, he betrumas hakadoshim lo sochal." From the truma of the kachim, she may not eat. Truma is what's separated from the kachim. What's separated from the kachim? Chazan shok. Right. So it says, "Bemura min a kachim." What's separated from the kachim? Lo sochal. She may not eat. We saw this before. Also, this is the middle. This is in the middle of the psukim. We're talking about truma. It means this whole thing of kachim. Rashi, long Rashi here to explain it. He says, "Bemura min a kachim chazav v'shok." We have a matzi lemichta bekachim. Since this should have been written in the parish of kachim, because of betrumas lemuram huda asa. Right, Rashi goes through the whole limud about what it means, but basically the bottom line is from the leftover from the kachim she may not eat. What's taken off from the kachim is the chazah and the shok. So Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Ravua. Rav Nachman says the name of Rabba Ravua. Where do we know that? Because the pasuk says again, v'shol v'esavia kinureha milechem avia tochel milechem from the bread. And here, bread it doesn't necessarily mean bread. He's learning bread means as food. So from the food he may eat, v'lo kol lechem, and not all of the food, which is product, comes to include chazav v'shok. That's number two. So maski the Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asks a question. Well, how do we know that we should be mimayit to chazav v'shok? Ema prat lafaros nadarin. Maybe it means that when she goes back to her father's house, he can no longer be matir neder. Originally, the husband father can be matir neder. When she gets married, the husband can be matir neder. And I will say that when she goes back to her father's house, he may not. She does no longer falls back to him for a faris nadarim. Right. Well, Rashi says, "Aim of prat lafaris nadarim v'lo tema kihechil in your truma hadrul milsekam." I said, "Heder namely in your nadarim." Don't say that just because you have mirub bimol, she goes back for truma. That means she's re-entering her father's house. So just like she's re-entering her father's house for truma, she's re-entering her father's house for a faris nadarim. So that maybe that's the limud. No limud about chazav v'shok. Gemara says no. You never would have thought that she wouldn't go back. That she would go back for faris nadarim because we learned that from somewhere else. We already know that from somewhere else that she doesn't go back because of a faris nadarim. Amar Rava kvar paska tam de Rabbi Shmuel, because that rule was already taught in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel was learned in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. It pasuk says v'neder amana ugrusha, right, kol asher asra al nafsha yakum aleha. So ma tamad lomar, what does that come to me? It says v'neder amana ugrusha kol asher asra, ma tamad lomar v'alo mutsa'a miklal av u'musa'a miklal bal. Like, what does that mean? That the neder of an amana ugrusha she can keep. So what does that mean? If she's an almana and a grusha, she left her father's house, she left her husband's house. Right? So what's the case? Ella, what's the case that this pasuk is talking about? Ella Haresha Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal. The father sends his daughter, who's a katan or an ara, to the husband via some shluchim. Oh, she Masru Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Abal. Or the shluchim of the father sent her over to Shluchei Abal. So it's a sort of like a limbo state. She was sent via the shluchim, so she's kind of out of the father's house, but not yet into the husband's house. Right? So what happens? And then the husband dies, or he divorces her. V'nis armila o nis gorsha baderech heyach ani koreba. What do I call her? Is she beis avia shelzo or beis baala shelzo? The Gemara says that she's neither. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, El Lomalach, right, Kevin Shayotsu Shal Achas, maybe Rishus Av, the moment she leaves, even for one moment, from the Rishus of the father, Shuv Inu Yochel Hafir, she's gone, she's out. He can no longer be Mefir in Adarim. So even in this case, where she just didn't actually enter the husband's house yet, that's not the criteria. The criteria for the father is leaving his house. So she sent her with the Shluchim, she's out of the house. So to an our case, so she was married, got divorced, she goes back for the Truma, but there's already a Lima that says that she doesn't go back for the Hafir in Adarim. So what does she not go back for? Chazav v'shok. That's what she's not going back for. Okay, Rav Safar Amar. Rav Safar says, another limud to teach us that a bas kohen does not eat the chazav v'shok, because he says v'lechem. And here he says lechem is literally most truma was lechem apparently, right? That's what we watch. So he says most truma is lechem. So milechem avia tochel lechem lo basar, bread and not meat. Chazav v'shok is meat. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, no, Milechem Aviyah Sok Tochal. Look at the Aviyah. It has to be stuff that belongs to the father. Lechem HaKanoi LaAviyah Prat LeChazev V'Shokti Mishulcha Gavol Kazaku. Chazev V'Shok are not belong to him. Truma, we say, belongs to the Kohen fully. He can use it to be Makadish, a woman. That's always a litmus test about ownership. Can you use it to be Makadish and Isha? He can be Makadish and Isha. The Chazev V'Shok, the Gemara is saying, the Chazev V'Shok isn't necessarily his. The Chazev V'Shok is sort of a gift from, it's a gift from the Mizbeach, but it's not really his.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but he doesn't get it from, Rashi says, it's the fourth short line. Truma, he kenuya l'kohanim, she'ena shayarei shulchan melech. It's not left over from the king's table. But aval shiyari kachim, by chazav shok, which is the leftovers of the kachim, harei hein kin mas'as me'es p'nei elokim, shehein shiyari shulchano. It's a gift from Hashem. It still has a status of belonging to Hashem, that Hashem's allowing him to eat it. But it doesn't have, quote, have his, he doesn't have necessarily have ownership on it, as opposed to Truma, where he has ownership on it.
Chazaka.
Or chazaka, ownership.
The
chazaka has nothing to do with it. Chazaka is a way to establish ownership. So he doesn't have it. He doesn't have ownership. He doesn't have ownership. So, right, and the Rava Amar, Rava has another limud. He says, Pasuk says, Eschazei hatnufa veshok hatruma tochlu ata uvanecha ubnosecha itach bezman sheitach. When can they eat the chaza and the shok? That's when they're with you. Which before they, but after she, I guess, I don't know why that's a limud, but now she's with you again. I guess the limud here is that once she left you once, then she doesn't go back fully. She can't have the chaza veshok. Amar Rav Adam or Ava, Tana, we learned in a brisa that a bas kohen, kishi choseres lebeis aviyah, when she goes back to her father's house after her Yisrael husband dies, and she doesn't have any children, so she goes back to the father's house. Choseres lechuma, she goes back to eat truma. The eino choseres lechazav v'shok, but she may now go back for the chazav v'shok, right?
How about like she marries the bas kohen, she can go back?
She leave? But she's a kohen already. She's a bas kohen.
I know, but she left the house.
Right, so she never left her Kohen status. Her status hasn't changed if she married a Kohen.
It's only if she...
Yeah, only if she marries Israel. Right, so the Eino Chozeres L'Chazav Shok. Right, but B'Shvil B'na, if you have a Bas Yisrael, let's say a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, and the husband dies, and they have a son, and therefore she's permitted to continue eating Truma, she's also Chozeres Af L'Chazav Shok. She's still permitted to eat the Chozeres Shok. Meaning it's sort of, you know... Yeah, it's counterintuitive. The Bas Kohen, who has less of a Kedusha status, she's permitted to eat only because of the husband. So once she's permitted to eat because of the husband, the Truma, because she has offspring, she's allowed to continue eating the Chazav Shok. The Bas Kohen... So that was the Bas Yisrael. The Bas Kohen, once she goes back to her father's house, she can only eat the Truma. She loses the Chazav Shok. So that's the Gemara asks. So Azal Rav Mordechai. So Rav Mordechai asks, Amar L'Shmaita Kameid Rav Ashi. He says this before Rav Ashi. Interesting name, Rav Mordechai. Not one of the common, what?
Very rare.
Very rare, right? Right, there's no Rav Abraham, there's no Rav Moshe, there's Rav Yishmael, but here we have Rav Mordechai.
There's Rav Yaakov.
There is Rav Yaakov. There's Rav Yitzchak too.
Yeah.
Is it Rav Aaron? I don't think it's Aaron. Rav David?
No.
Shlomo? Nope. No. It's weird. So other Rav Mordechai. Amar l'shmaita k'meid Rav Ashi. He says it before Rav Ashi, this counterintuitive statement. And Amar mehecha kamis rabia. Where did you even learn that the Bas Yisrael is permitted to eat the truma? You learned it out umibas, from the extra umibas, which is from the Bas Kohen. So mia difal amina. So how is she better? You're taking the person who's learned out as the limud and making her better than the source because she can continue eating chazav v'shok. So he says, okay, ain't a chanami. The Gemara answers, but hasan k'sivim miute, hachaluk k'sivim miute. By the Bas Kohen, we have these miutim that came out from all this miutim that we saw. But the Bas Yisrael, we don't have any miutim to knock her out. Yeah, I learned it from her, and then the miutim only apply to the Bas Kohen. They don't apply to the Bas Yisrael. So that's how it is.
So you know more about that Kol Gezer that she go back to
that was only that Gezer was only made. That Gezer was only made upon engagement. That's only because really Midoraisa, a Bas Yisrael would be permitted to eat the truma even after Erusin. Chamei Takana, then only after Kiddushin. That's the Gezerah.
So she's going to go back to her father.
They're not worried about it. They didn't make the Gezerah for that because they're not worried about it. They're only worried about it via from Erison. That's what the Gezerah was. Okay. You want to know why? Learn the sugya. But that's that was the Gezerah. Bas Kohen Shanisis Yisrael. So now you have a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael and Rechulei, and then Meis Benam Yisrael, and her son dies, she goes back. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in our Braisa, it says, V'shaveh al-beis aviyah kinu'ureh, pras l'shomeres yavam, right? Beis aviyah, v'shaveh beis aviyah is pras l'shomeres yavam, it excludes a shomeres yavam, meaning, if her husband dies, right, the husband of Yisrael dies without any children, and she has a zikuk, she's zakuk to yivam to one of the brothers, she does not go back to eat truma, because we don't say shalom beis aviyah, because she already has a, she has a kesher, she has a zika to the other Yisraeli brothers. Kin ni'urea, she has to go back, if she's kin ni'urea, prat le'mi'uberes, that excludes a mi'uberes. Unfortunately, if her husband dies when she is still, when she's pregnant, she does not go back to her father's house to eat truma, because once she's mi'uberes, we don't say it's kin ni'urea. But halo dinhu, so Gemara's gonna say, wait a second, why do I need to have a miut from the psukim that a bas kohen who is pregnant from the Israel does not eat truma? We can learn this from a kavah chomer, and now this style of kavah chomer is going to continue till the rest of the parak. Gemara says, huma makom shelo asav lad harishon kavad hashimin hashen lepotim neyidvum. So I'm going to do step by step. So what do you have the case by the yivum? Lo asav vlad min harishon ki vlad min hasheni lepochim min hayuvim. Meaning, if you have a woman who marries man A, and man A dies, but she has children from, she has a child from man A, then she marries man B, and man B dies without children, she's still zakuk for yivim. Meaning, the vlad min harishon is not considered to the vlad of the sheni. That's because it goes off of the husband. I don't know, the chiddush goes off of the husband, not off of her. So therefore, the yivim is lo asav vlad min harishon ki vlad min hasheni. So if you have lo asav vlad min harishon kevlad min hasheni, that does not part to you from yibum, but also uber kiyolud, but they make a fetus like someone being born. Meaning if she's married, she is pater from yibum. There is no yibum once she's, if she's pregnant, if she's pregnant. So then, let's take it from the next case. But makom she asav vlad min harishon kevlad min hasheni lepostel min hatruma. Here, in the second, in the next case, by Truma, Vlad Min HaRishon does count like a Vlad Min HaSheni, meaning the Vlad that the Bas Kohen has from her Yisrael husband will count, and even if she remarries another Kohen, and that Kohen dies, that original son is going to keep her from eating Truma. Right? Right. She's a Bas Kohen, married to Yisrael, has a son, has a child, she can no longer eat Truma. Now she marries another Kohen, he dies, now he marries another Yisrael. He dies without children. That original son from the original Tzar keeps her from eating the truma. So you have the case of here with a Vlad Min HaRishon is considered like a Vlad Min HaSheni. I mean, it still counts. I don't understand what the logic is here, because they're different rules.
We're not going by the mother.
We're going by the son. Bas Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen. Right? Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen. She's allowed to eat truma. She has a son. Husband, right? Sorry, start again. Right. Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael. She's not permitted to eat truma. She's not permitted to eat truma. Right. He dies, and they have a son. She's still not permitted to eat truma. Right. She remarries a Kohen. She's not permitted to eat truma.
Right.
This Kohen dies.
Without children. Right.
She still can't eat truma because of the original son from the Yisrael. So the Vlad of the Rishon counts as the Vlad of the Sheni. So they stay over there. Ain't no din.
She's unmarried.
What?
Only she's unmarried. She marries a Kohen.
Oh, there's a difference. Okay. So ain't no din. Shenasa uber kiyolud. So the kavachomer should be then the uber should be like the yolud. And if the uber is like the yolud, so that should be that if she is pregnant, she does no longer eat truma. Just make right. So let's read the kavachomer again. Ma b'makom shlo asav lad min harishon kevlad min hasheni lepotim min hayivum asa uber kiyolud. So makom she asav lad min harishon kevlad min hasheni lepotim min hatruma ain't no din shenasa uber kiyolud. So Gemara says no. That's not, don't learn the Chalm HaKomer. Because you can say as this, Mali asa uber ki yolud li inin yibum, why do I make the yolud like a yibum? Why do I make the yolud, the pregnancy, equal to a live person when it comes to yibum? Because by yibum, we even make mesim like a live person. Let's say the woman is married, right? Husband dies, they have a child. There's no yibum. Right. Then a couple days later, the child dies. There's still no yibum. Because we go, that she had a child, that was it. So Mali asa uber ki no, because Mali asa uber ki yulu in yibum. Why does a fetus count as a birth by yibum? Shari asa mesim kachayim. Right. So therefore, nasa uber ki yulu. But leinyan truma lo asa mesim kachayim. If the husband dies and she has a son, right? Let's say the husband was a Yisrael dies and she has a son from him, and then the son dies, she goes back to the base of Iyah, because the death has impact. The death post-divorce or post-almana has impact, as opposed to Yibam, it doesn't have impact. So Talmud Lomar, therefore we have to, so we wouldn't know the idea of being pregnant doesn't count. So Talmud Lomar, ki ni'ura'a, that's what it says, ni'ura'a, ki prat limu'ubaris, comes to exclude the mu'ubaris, if she's pregnant, she may, from the Yisrael, she may no longer, or the lady, she may no longer go back to her father's house to eat the truma. Okay, so now, why do I need both things? Why do I need to learn pregnant, and if she has a child? Right, it says it's right. We said zera ein la. The itzrich l'kluv mi'mu'baris becomes to exclude someone who's pregnant from eating truma. The itzrich l'michtav the zera ein la, and it only and it says also she could only go back if she has no offspring. Well, if you're right, if she has offspring, that she can't. So if she's pregnant, she can't go back. Then clearly, if she's offspring, she can't go back. So the Gemara says as follows: the ikas of mechmana v'zera ein la. Had the Torah just written v'zera ein la, so we would have thought we wouldn't know from there that a mu'ubaris doesn't eat truma, because we would say dimi karachad gufa v'hashta trei gufa. Originally, she left her father's house; it was one person. Now she's coming back to her father's house; she's two people: her and the son, or her and the child. That's why she may not eat. But aval mu'ubaris, maybe we discount. Maybe it's like the carpooling argument. Maybe right, she's still one gufa. Right, Uber Yerahima, right? The woman's driving in the carpooling. She says, "I'm two. I'm pregnant. I can go." Right, Aval Mi'uberes, the Mikarachad Gufa, the Hashtachad Gufa. The Uberes, originally she's one body, and now she's one body. Ematochal, maybe she can eat. Surichal, therefore you have to say Kinurea. But the real question is the other way around. But Ikasa Mi'uberes, if it says Mi'uberes, really when she's pregnant, she can't go back to eat the truma. So the Mikara, why do you have to have the possible say Zer Ein La? So Gemara says, because the Mikara Gufa Surika, originally she was an empty body. Right, the hashta gufa malia. Now she's a full body. Right, she's a full. She has an extra excess on her. Avalzera ain't so that. But so therefore, you would have thought. I guess you would have thought then, if she has the offspring, then she's an empty body, and now she's an empty body. It only goes according to her. So therefore, it says avalzera ain't law dimikar gufa srika vahashta gufa srika imalo srika. Therefore, you would have thought that maybe if she only has a son, she look at her body herself. She was empty, meaning she was not pregnant. Now she's not pregnant. That she would be allowed to eat truma. It's the Kamash Malan. Pasuk says the zera ein la.
Okay. They could have used this to compare to Yibum, because if she's pregnant but she miscarries, she still have Yibum, right?
If she's pregnant, no. If she's pregnant at the moment of death, then there's no Yibum.
Even if she miscarries,
yes.
They wait. So if she miscarries, she gets Yibum.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it's the zera ein la.
Right, but we said over here, we said by...
compared to Yibum.
No, but we said over here, they made Makom Shlos of Lad Min HaRishon of Lad Min HaShin L'Potcher Min HaYibum Uber Kiyolad. If, no, right. She's not, there is no Yibum. Uber Kiyolad when it comes to Yibum. If the woman is pregnant from the dead brother, she's not Zekuka L'Yibum.
Even if she is
no, so that's it. And it goes by that time. That's a Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph.
What would you think the status of a pregnant as if she's
It says ben ein law, but I in a law in yesh law culture who shall ben. That's the limit over there.
How did they just push it off until they wait?
Right, well, so that's I think here, that's the question.
Even if the child later dies, the woman remains exempt for yibum. Says here.
They asked the question. Who asked the question? He quotes over here from the Maloa Roim and Rabbi Kiva that ask. It says in the Gemara there that a uber does not part to the woman until it's born.
No, right. The deceased offsprings are equivalent to living offsprings for Yibum.
Michael, we had this earlier on.
Yeah, we definitely have it. That is Daf Lama Dalet. The Gemara here is taking working on the assumption. You have to ask the question, working on the assumption that Uber is Kiyolod when it comes to Yibum. Okay.
You said before that a Zika is a Israel.
If the
she's waiting for Yibum.
Right, for Yisrael, because her husband...
So she doesn't eat. What happens if her Zika is a Kohen?
That's a good question. So she's a Bas Yisrael. She's a Bas Yisrael.
Her husband's a Kohen.
Her husband's a Kohen, dies. Right. And she's
now,
Zika.
Her Zika is now a Kohen.
It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. You see both sides. Right now she's not married, but she has a Zika. So but usually we say the Zika is strong enough to not allow her to do something. We say the Zika is strong enough.
Well, right away the Zika is
strong. Right.
Right.
Only the Zika is only strong enough to give it to her. Then when she remarries it, when she does the Yibum, then she can go, because there's also potential for Chalitza, so that she could separate. So I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I think it keeps it going until the status.
Okay. Simon. There's a Simon. I was going to read the Simon also has Girsa issues. But the simon is lo nasiv and nasiv and misa, nasiv lo nasiv and vlad, and yibum utruma simon. So what's that? I'm going to go through all these Kal Vachomers. Right, the Simonim are there to help you remember the cases. Amalei Rav Yehuda, the Askara L'Rava. So Rav Yehuda from the city of Iskarta said to Rava, Lo Nasim Mesim Kechayim L'Inyim Yibam. We should say that a mesim is not l'chayim in yibam. Meaning, we should say that if the offspring dies, she goes back to the yibam. We said that if the husband dies and she has a child, then she's not zokuk to yibam. And we said that even happens if later the child dies. He says no. If the child dies, she should be zokuk to yibam. We should learn that from a kal v'chomer. How do we learn that from what's the kal v'chomer? Ma, when it comes to truma, makom she'asa vlad min arishon kevlad min asheni leposlam in a truma. There, the vlad from the rishon has impact on the vlad has impact on the second marriage. Meaning, if you had the bas kohen marries Yisrael, has a child, right? Then she can't eat truma if her husband dies. Since she marries another kohen, she can. Sorry, read it again. Say it again. Yeah, Bas Kohen, who marries to Yisrael, has a child, husband dies. She cannot eat truma because she has a czar. Then, if her husband, who she marries a second time, a Kohen, the Bas Kohen then on the second marriage marries a Kohen with no offspring, she still may no longer eat truma because she has an offspring from the original husband who was a czar. So the ben of the rishon has impact after the second death. But nevertheless, lo asa mesim kechayim. In that case, we did not say mesim kechayim. Meaning, if the son dies, if she's a bas kohen and the son dies, she can go back to her father's house. So makom shelo asa vlad min arishon kevlad min asheni lepochim yibam. In the case of yibam, where the offspring of the first husband has no impact if the second husband dies without children, ain odin shelo nasa mesim kechayim. So it should be a kal v'chomer that we don't make mesim kechayim. Therefore, if the offspring dies, she should go back to yibam. The verse says, I can't say that. Tamaloma diracher darchinoam. It's diracher darchinoam. Shalom. And what would happen here? So then, for the rest of her life, she has to be worried that if maybe, God forbid, her child dies, she'll have to go back to the Yibam. That's not Darchei Noam, so we don't say that. That's case number one. Case number two. So Rabbi Yehuda Iskarta asked Rav the following question. Let's make Mason Kachayim Liman Truma. Let's say that even though the offspring dies, she may not go back to her father's house. Let's make Mason Kachayim by Truma, just like we made it by Yibam, right? Mikal v'chomer, from a Kal v'chomer. What would that Kal v'chomer be? Uma b'makom shelo asavlad min arishon kevlad min asheni lepochim min yibam. In the case of yibam, where the offspring from the first husband has no impact if the second husband has no offspring, asa meisim kechayim. Nevertheless, there we said meisim kechayim because we said derachar darchei noam that even if the offspring dies, she's no longer zukuk of the yibam. So makom she'asavlad min arishon kevlad min asheni. In a case by truma where we say the offspring from the first husband does have impact from the after the death of the second husband, lepostel min truma because she's pasul from truma because that offspring is a yisrael. So ein odin. So we should say kavachomer that we should mesim kechayim, and therefore even if that Yisrael offspring dies, we'll consider him as if he's alive, and she still cannot go back to Beis Aviyah. So the Gemara says no. Tamid lomar v'zera ein la. What's the criteria for her going back to her father's house to eat truma if she has no children? If the offspring dies, she has no children. She can go back v'zera ein la. Okay. Case number three. V'nasev vlad min harishon kevlad min hasheni le'in yibam mikal v'chomer. Let's say that the vlad from the first husband should pater her from having yibam if the second husband dies without children. The vlad from the first husband should have impact on the second husband. That one I don't understand at all because yibam is determined by the husband, not by right. So I don't understand this one. I don't understand the havmina whatsoever. All right, v'nasev vlad min. I think it's just sort of good. You have four cases. We're going to do all four and run through them. V'nasev vlad min arishon kevlad min hasheni le'in yibam mikal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma b'makom shelo asa mesim kechayim le'inyan truma. Right, we just established that mesim are not like chayim le'inyan truma. Meaning, if the offspring of the Yisrael dies, the bas kohen can go back to her husband. Nevertheless, asa vlad min arishon kevlad min hasheni. We say that the vlad from the rishon, if it doesn't die, does have impact, and therefore, if the bas kohen is married to Yisrael, has offspring, then the Yisrael dies, and she marries a kohen, and the kohen dies, she may not eat truma because she has offspring from the bas from the Yisrael. So asa vlad min arishon kevlad min hasheni. And nevertheless, in that case, Sorry, start again. Uma b'makom shlo asa mesin kechayim le'inyan truma. us of Vlad min Arishon ke Vlad min Hasheni, so Makim shall also Mesim Chayim in Yibum, in a case where Mesim do equal Chayim, meaning if the offspring dies, she does no longer has Yibum, right? Eino din kavachomer shenas of Vlad min Arishon ke Vlad min Hasheni. We say the offspring for the first husband should have impact on the from the second husband. Mar says no. Tamar lomer uvzein ein la. If it comes to Yibum, it says vein ein lo. Yet he has no children, right? Ha ain lo. He does. Forget that she has a child from the first husband. It's bein ain lo. As long as he doesn't have children, then there's Yibum. That's case number three. Case number four, that Rav Yehuda asked Rava, V'lo nasa Vlad min Arishon ki Vlad min Hasheni le'truma. The Vlad from Ninu, if a Bas Kohen who is married to Yisrael, right, and he dies, right, so you have a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, and he dies without children, and she also has a son from an original Yisrael, we should say that she can go back and eat truma. I guess because you should say that that original son should have no impact now. That was then. This is now. She's going back to her father's house. Let her go back to her father's house and eat truma. Even though she has a son from a previous Yisrael. And what's the Kavach Omer? Uma b'makum she'asa nesin k'chayin l'mpochim in a yivum. Right? A dead kid patters her from yivum if he dies after the husband dies. Patters her from yivum. But nevertheless, in that case, lo asav labin arisuk of labin hasheni, the offspring of the first husband has no impact on the offspring on the second husband. So makum she'lo asa nesin k'chayin l'inyan chuma. In the case of chuma where dead does not have impact, right? If the husband dies and he has a son, and then the son dies as well, the Bas Kohen can go back to her father's house. So, Eino Din, Shelo Nasa Vlad Min Arishon, Vlad Min Hasheni, should be a Kavachomer, that the Vlad from the Rishon should not have impact on after she marries the second husband. So, Mar says, no, Tamar Lomar, says, Vizera Ein Lo. She only can go back if she has no offspring, the Ha Yesh Lo. In this case, she does have offspring, Hajan Allah Yesh Mutaras, Hajan Allah Yesh Mutaras, Hajan Allah Yesh Mutaras. We begin now the 10th parak, which is, in my opinion, some of the more difficult Mishnayos. Just to... What? Question? It's fast. It's very fast. See, really, we can do it again, or we can continue going to the next parak. Your call.
Next parak.
Okay. It's all there. You just have to follow. You have to follow the cases. There were four cases. You have two rules. You have Yibum and you have Truma. When it comes to Yibum, the offspring of the first does not impact the second. When Truma, it does. When it comes to Yibum, you made the Meis Kachai. The Truma, you didn't make the Meis Kachai. Now you play with all the permutations based on these Kavachomers, and they're all rejected due to Pesukim. Okay. This parak is going to deal with the case, or at least right now, of a woman who thought that her husband was dead and that she was permitted to marry somebody else. And at the end, it turns out that her first husband was not dead. And what's the ramifications thereof? Not good. Not good at all.
Yeah, don't do it.
So the Mishnah itself, to me, is inherently difficult based between the different, we'll see, between the Reish and the Seifa of what's going on. Ha'isha shahalach bala l'mdina sayam. So you have a woman. I don't know why they call this Ha'isha Rabba. I guess because this is the biggest of the Ha'isha Prakim. Right? A lot of other Prakim that are called Ha'isha, it's not Ha'isha, so this is Ha'isha Rabba. Even though Ha'isha Rabba doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalach bala l'mdina sayam. A wife whose husband went far away. Uba'u, and they came. The Gemara is going to say Uba'u here, despite the fact that it's written singular, means an eight echad. So Uba'u v'amrula, and they said to her, he testified to her, Nes balech, your husband died, and therefore you are muteris to marry somebody else. V'nises, and then she married. Get it right? So she married. Over here we're saying that she married with the Rishus of Beis Din somehow, right? The Gemara is going to say, it's actually going to say, if it's eight echad, so Beis Din then gave her permission to remarry. So she's remarrying on the permission of Beis Din, right? Because in this case, because the Hatira Guna, they permitted Eidus Eid Echad. The Achar Kach Babala, and then her husband shows up. So what's the ramifications?
After she fainted,
right.
Then he came back.
Right, so Tetzi Mizeh Umizeh. She has to divorce, she has to get divorced. What? I'm assuming, I mean, after the Holocaust, this was probably, could have been Lamaisa. Right?
Big problem, yeah.
Right, so big problems. Right, Venices. The Ach, you know, we saw him walk into the line to the showers, and he ended up getting off after that. I'm sure it happened plenty of times. The Achar Kach Ba Baila, so what's the ramifications? Tetzim Mizeh, she has to be divorced from her original husband because she's now, because Isha Zinsa. So she, right? Amazing. So she can't be with her husband, she can't be with the second guy. So Tetzim Mizeh Umizeh, right? It's like an Ashish Ish, she Nivala Ba Isser. So she's Asha to the Baila in the Boel. If she wants to marry somebody, a third person, Tricha Get Mizeh, she has to get a get from the first husband because that's her real marriage. She's still really married to him. Umizeh, she's going to have to get a get from the second husband as well. Even though there was no Kiddushin over there, the Gemara is going to explain in the tomorrow's daf on Pinchas Mabez that there's a Chalas Chacham over here that require her to get a get, to receive a get from the second husband as well. The Ein Lo Ksuba, she doesn't have a Ksuba at all from her husband. The second husband has no Ksuba because there was no marriage. The first husband has no Ksuba because the whole reason why the Chachamim made it to Kana the Ksuba was Kadesha to Lo Tia Kala the Einov Lo Hotzia. And here, he has to divorce her. So there's no Ksuba. She loses the Ksuba.
There's no way for Bas Yisrael to go back to the first guy? No,
she can't. That's my issue with the Mishnah. What was she supposed to do here? The court said she can marry.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Wait to the Seifa, where the court, another instance where she's allowed to get married without the court's permission, she doesn't have these ramifications. I find it very difficult.
It's very tragic.
It's a tragic scenario. She had Rishus based in. I agree.
Why don't they mention over here that she has to be Miyagi?
She has children from the first husband. Or there are no brothers.
Yeah.
And we'll mention even more so in a minute. We're coming up. All right, the ain't lugsuba, the low payros, and she doesn't have payros, the low mazonos. She doesn't have to give her the mazonos, the low blows. She doesn't get the clothing. She doesn't get any of the things that are listed in the ksuba. I don't know why it's included. It says lugsuba, so it should include everything that's not the ksuba. Lo alze, velo alze, neither. The imnat law, and even if she took, let's say she took some mazonos. So usually we say that she's a muchzak. Nope. So then she has to return it. Right. The imnat law mizeh umizeh tachzir. She has to give it back whatever she grabbed. She has no rights to it whatsoever. Im the havlad mamzer mizeh umizeh, and the offspring will be a mamzer. Let's say she goes back to the first husband, that offspring is a mamzer. If she stays with the second husband, that offspring is also a mamzer. Now the offspring from the second husband is clearly a mamzer because she's still married to the first husband. That's a mamzer deoraisa. The offspring from the first husband, that's only the rabbanan. That's only the rabbanan. It's a mamzer midrabbanan. That's what the Mishnah says. That the Chachamim takana that the Vlad is a mamzer. Right? That's the Chachamim. I'll see on that Tzadi test that will say that she's usher. It's usher to Bas Yisrael, and it's also usher to mamzeres. I mean, this baby is really in trouble because he's a mamzer derabbanan. So therefore, he can't marry Yisrael because he's a mamzer, but he can't even marry mamzeres because he's really a Yisrael. So he's really
as
okay. So I mean, but he's still.
He's
right. Well, that the whole the kid never did anything wrong with the mamzer. Never. Okay. Now let's say each of the husbands, each of the men are kohanim. The lozeb zemetamila. Neither of them can deal with her to bury her. Not allowed to deal with her to bury her. The second husband, obviously, because they're not married, and the first husband made the kana that she's not, because once she's usher to the husband, she can no longer can become tummy for her. Neither of them have the rights to anything that she finds. They don't have any rights to anything that she creates, and they don't have a right to be made for her neder. Haisa Bas Yisrael, if she was a Bas Yisrael, Nifsala Mina Kahuna, and she has Bia with the second husband, she can no longer go back to she gets divorced from husband A and husband B. She cannot marry a Kohen right now because she's a Zona, because she had an illicit relationship, so she cannot marry a Kohen. Min Bas Levi, and if she's a Bas Levi, Mina Meiser, she can't eat Meiser. And if she's a Bas Kohen, she can't eat Truma because she's a Zona, so she can't even eat Truma. The Ein Yorshim Shalzeh, the Yorshim Shalzeh, Yorshim Ksubasa. Not even as there's no Ksuba, the Yorshim don't even get the Ksuba, there's nothing. The Im Mesu, let's say the first one and the second one died, in your case, and they had no children. They have no children, they died childless. They died childless, the husbands died childless.
Okay.
There's no Yivam here. They have to do chalitza. The first husband understand chalitza clearly because really they're married, so there's a zika. So you're not going to let him do yibum because she's us. So you do chalitza. The second husband doing chalitza is a din deravana. The Gemara will talk about the Xer deravana. Okay. Now I'll bring down a few tanoim who argue. Rabbi Yossi argues and says Omer ksubasa al nichse bala rishon. The first husband has to give her a ksuba. Rabbi Lazar says harishon zaka b'mitziyasa u'b'masi yedeh b'hafaros nidareah. There's no knas here. here, because we only made a knas on her, not a knas on him. So therefore, things that would benefit him, he can still get. So he still gets his metzias, still gets the hafaras nedarim. Rabbi Shimon argues further, Omer, ubiasa ochalitzasa me'achav shalrishon poteres tzarasa. You can do yibum from the first husband, and that yibum, the chalitza, will patur the tzara. There's a second wife there, like our first Mishnah. And he also says, ve'ein havlad mimenu mamzer. He says there's no mamzer to Rabban, even from the first husband. If she stays with the first husband, there's no mamzer there. But the Mishnah says, this is where it gets even more difficult. Let's say she got married without Rishus based in, which means Rashi says in the Sikh later on, that means that she got married al pish nei edim. Two edim come, so she doesn't have to go to Bezdin, and so she gets married based on the two edim, so then mutaris laksas lo. In that case, she can go back to her first husband, because, no, what did she do wrong? What did she do wrong in the first case either? Okay, I don't know.
Well, he said that's edechot.
But the Bezdin gave her Rishus.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? What else is she supposed to do?
Exactly. Well, that's the problem.
Okay.
The only one
eight. So, Nises al pi Bezdin, if she gets married, at least finish the Mishnah. Nises al pi Bezdin, Tetzay, she has to leave her first husband and the second husband. Right? That's eight echad. Al pi Bezdin means what eight echad. So, she has to leave her first husband and second husband. Upaturim in a karban. She's paturim in a karban because anyone who does, it's not, chata doesn't even do a bishogig. Right? But here, she doesn't necessarily do a bishogig because she had Rishus Bezdin. So if she had Rishus based in, she's not going to have a chatos. Okay. I don't know. But lo nises al pi based in, but if she didn't get married al pi based in, meaning she got married due to two edim, so then teitzei v'chayavis, then in that case she's chayavis a karbon.
Why the two based in?
I don't know. Okay. And here we say yafa koch based in, shepotim in a karbon. Here we say the based in is more powerful because she departed from a karbon. Yet it has no power whatsoever because it makes all these ramifications. I don't know. The Mishnah to me is just, it's closed book to me. But now, Horoa basically Nasa, if the basin permitted her to get married, the halcha the kilkola, but she married somebody who is not permitted to her, then chayevus be karban. Then she has to marry. Then she has to have a karban because that's obvious. Shalom itur elam ninasa, because they only permit her to get married. They didn't permit her to go marry somebody who's also to her. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.